Arkansas. We're going to Gamalia, Arkansas. We're going to visit with Gary Faraci at the Bayou Resort. Good morning, Gary. Uh-oh. Let me try this again. Now do I have you, Roger Dodger? Danger, danger. Hold on. Hold on. Bear with me here. Let's try this. Okay. How about now? Do we have Mr. Faraci?
We do.
There we go. There we go. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just got a little sidetracked there, but it is a Thursday. And yes, indeed, I am thirsty.
Well, welcome to Thirsty Thursday morning.
Yes, indeed. Boy, howdy. Here we are. It's your weekly Lake No Fork Fishing Report with Gary Faraci and the Bayou Resort right there in Gamalia, Arkansas, off Fout Road. I mean, yeah, well, I would say, you know, you could just throw a rock and hit the lake, but, you know, maybe you'd have to skip a couple times off the pavement, but you're not...
If you have a good arm.
Yeah. Well, what are the fisher people telling you?
Well, the fishing, for the first week of July and the last week of June, I'm still amazed at how good the fishing's been, actually. Yeah, everything. I mean, there's a few guys that have come in that have struggled, but there's more guys that are still catching some decent fish and some good numbers in that. This has been a good year. This is really good.
You know, I was with a friend last night, and you know, other folks were kind of coming by, and you know, one thing, when you got a troubled mind or heart, whatever it may be, you'll end up talking about fishing. You know, I don't know why it is, but it seems like, well, in my small circles anyway. And boy, people started pulling their phone out and, you know, showing pictures. And all these pictures that I were seeing was of recent. And I tell you what, I looked at some pretty impressive stringers and from really nice walleye. Holy smoke, some dandy ones and stripers and, you know, and whites and crappie. I mean, it was just... everything. And I put a big smile on my face. I had some big old fat juicy bluegill too.
Yeah, and so you wouldn't typically this time of year, you know, people are getting on the lake to do recreational boating and that and skiing and tubing and out there with their families and that, but I still got guys coming in early in the morning or later in the afternoon that are going out. This is their vacation time. They're going to get out there and fish, and it's been like that all week long. And the guys that have got out there, even the locals that have gone out during this week here, it's been really good.
Yeah,
I'm just surprised for being the first week of July how good it's gone.
Oh, yeah. I've got to find me a fishing partner. I'm going to catch me a mermaid. Weird, because it's like, I know it's July. It's the first July. But as far as the fishing goes, it's like it's the 1st of May.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I thought everything this year was going to run earlier. And it's just, yeah, I don't know. Pattern's changing. The Corps done an excellent job. Kudos to them. We're at 559. The last couple of days, the lake level's actually come down some. They've been spillways been open. They've been generating. And so it's actually come down some. It's in great shape. There's no debris out there to speak of. It's at water temperature in the lakes in low to mid 80s, depending where you're at. A little bit warm for fishing. Nice for hanging out in.
Well, but, now, I mean, it's just so you know, early morning is kind of been that's kind of been the happy spot, and then. You know, like, well, it's getting dark at about 9:30, you know. And so I've been hearing people say, you know, from about 8 to about 11 o'clock at night. And then from about 5:30 in the morning till about 9:30 in the morning, you know.
That's right on, Gary. That's exactly right there. And that's all species. I mean, you could be... stripers, hybrids, the whites, the largemouth, the crappie, all that, those hours are really good. And the guys that can get out at night and put some lights out are even doing a little bit better. That's been working really well.
Yeah. So what about, you know, okay, the crappie, I've not been seeing any limits, but have you been seeing any limits or some?
No limits, but I've been seeing some really nice 12, 13, 14-inch fish. They've been, and it's been both live bait, guys with live bait been doing well, and then it's a few different colors have been working really well on the soft plastic. But, it's been some really nice fish, you know, suspended 15, 16 feet to 20 feet over brush piles.
Yeah,
it's been good on the crappie. Now, and I've had guys do it catching some top water.
Yeah.
First thing in the morning, they had some good luck with that, and it's been largemouth. It's been whites. It's been really good.
So now let's kind of shift a little bit. Okay, the catfishing. What are you hearing about the folks going out there with a rod and reel after catfish?
You know, I really haven't heard much about rod and reel. There's a couple of people that do that, and I haven't heard from them this week. But people that have been trout lining or jugging,
yeah,
they're a little frustrated. They've been catching a few, but that's it. Like, they put 20 jugs out, and they'll catch 3 or 4. I think that's really good. But, they think that they need to catch, you know, 8, 10, 15. But
yeah.
If you're doing 3 or 4 on 20, I think that's pretty good.
Well,
if they're nice size. But that's been happening. And typically after we've had rain and we got fresh water coming in, the catfishing seems to pick up. So we're in that right now.
Well, I got to brag on my nephew. He's in, you know, he fishes those Saturday nighters, right? And it's a 5-fish limit, I believe, is what it is. Or a 4-fish, 4. Well, anyway, he won last Saturday night, had over 20 pounds.
Ooh.
Yeah, 20 pounds something. Yeah, 20 pounds something. 20 pounds point something. That is on Norfolk. So that's,
wow.
Yeah, isn't that something? Isn't that crazy? I mean,
20 pounds. I'm pretty sure most all those tournaments are 5-fish limit.
Yeah.
On them.
Yeah, and he had big bass that was a little over 7. It
wow.
was now that's a night. You know, if you're in these fishing tournaments, way to go, Matt. I just wanted to brag on him a little bit because.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean he's one of the best fisher people that you know I know. I mean he knows how to catch him and a catch a limit or his weight was over 20 pounds, and.
That's a lot. That'll win every time you're on Norfolk.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah, man. That's
wow.
Yeah. So, anywho, I just wanted to, you know, give him a shout-out. Hey, Gary.
Good for him. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm going to be sending a bunch of people your way. As a matter of fact, they're already in your neck of the woods. And, you know, before we kind of tie things up here, you know, it's a big weekend. It's the 4th of July weekend. And tomorrow night is going to be some fireworks, right, in Mountain Home?
Yeah. Tomorrow night, between the bridges, there's last couple of years, the fireworks have been excellent out there. It's a good time. You go out there, you drop an anchor, tie off with your buddy. They put on a pretty good show. It's a good time. Just you gotta use caution. There's a lot of boats out there. Just get out and hang out and don't be in a hurry for anything and enjoy it and have a good time.
Now I'm gonna say something. I did that one time. We put our boat and we went out there on the water, and I swear to you, Gary, it was the most amazing display ever I've ever seen. you know. And now, I mean, you know, I was in the right frame of mind, too. But it was spectacular. But when it was time to go home and get out, I wished I'd had a boat slip. Because
definitely need a slip.
I think we made the most of it. I mean, it was amazing. I'll never forget that night because there was, I don't know, 60 boats out there. And we all started singing like Neil Diamond. And I mean, you could hear every, it was quite the experience. But, you know, I think everybody needs to try to do it at least once, because the reflection of the fireworks off the water, it was crazy. It was just crazy, crazy cool. So, hey, Gary, for folks that would like to know more about, you know, the fireworks tomorrow night in Lake Norfolk, or maybe just a little weekend getaway at the Bayou Resort with you and Diane, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always reach us. Give us a shout on the phone at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Facebook page, great way. Get a hold of us. Drop us a line down there. Stop in if you're in the area. That's a great way. And our website, thebayouresort.com, good place to leave a message on that as well. So I love it when people just stop in. They want to know more. They want to check out the cabins. They want to see what's going on and stuff. And some new people have never been in here, never been down this way. And, it's very interesting.
Absolutely. Got a nice swimming pool. And, of course, you're right there close to the water. There's some beautiful trails to walk around, check things out. The sunrise is amazing at the Bayou Resort. The sunset is just as fine as well. It's you know, just put everything away and get away and head to the Bayou Resort. Gary, we appreciate you. Give Diane a big hug for me, and we'll talk with you next week.
I will, and you have a good and a safe 4th of July.
Yep, we'll see you Monday.
All right. Sounds good, Gary.
All right. That's Gary Faraci with our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report.